Grammar Grader is supported by design and branding firm Knock Incorporated in celebration of the Playwright Center's season, presenting a new play from a national playwright every month, pwcenter.org. And by the Red Stag Supper Club, serving lunch and dinner 7 days a week and brunch on weekends, focusing on locally farmed ingredients and featuring a Friday night fish fry, redstagsupperclub.com.
From Minnesota Public Radio, this is Grammar Grader. It's the podcast about words, grammar, and usage for the information age. This week's episode, A Tangled Web.
Hey, Cindy, how's the job search going?
Oh, hi, Dave. Finally, things are looking up.
Oh, yeah? Have a good lead?
Yes. I saw a job posting for a web developer. I'm writing my cover letter right now, in fact.
That's great. You're definitely qualified. Writing that cover letter should be no problem.
That's what I thought.
What do you mean?
Well, it's just that I never know if I should capitalize words like internet or web.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Uh-huh. And another one is website one word or two?
I really don't know for sure.
Well, I'd just hate to be disqualified for something as trivial as capital letters.
This week's episode was inspired by a question from Chris, a listener in Lakeville, Minnesota. Chris writes,
could you do a show about words commonly used when referring to the internet and parts thereof? There seems to be some confusion, at least from people I talk with online, as to the proper way to write internet, or lowercase I, internet, and web, or lowercase w, the web. Could you address those concerns of mine, which are not in any way keeping me up at night?
Thanks for the question, Chris. Research revealed a variety of opinion on this topic. The AP Stylebook insists the words internet and World Wide Web must be capitalized as proper nouns.
But should they be? The internet is just a medium over which information is passed. We don't listen to radio with a capital R. We don't watch television with a capital T.
But the aforementioned AP Stylebook is joined by the UPI Stylebook and Guide to News Writing in the belief that internet, World Wide Web, and web must be capitalized, and that the word website must be written as two words. The New York Times maintains the same rules.
But I know I've seen those words in lowercase.
Without a doubt, The Economist, The Guardian, and the BBC News Style Guide all insist on lowercase for internet, World Wide Web, web, and even that the word website appears not only as lowercase, but as a compound word.
UK style guides are typically more progressive than their US counterparts. This sounds like a transatlantic division of opinion.
It might appear so, but San Francisco-based Wired magazine boldly declared the words should be lowercase in an August 16, 2004 article called It's Just the Internet Now, and the word internet appeared in lowercase. Wired News copy chief Tony Long wrote,
there is no earthly reason to capitalize any of these words. Actually, there never was.
Long insisted the words aren't trademarks, just names. He said the change to lowercase
was necessary to put into perspective what the internet is, another medium for delivering and receiving information. This should not be interpreted as some kind of symbolic demotion. Think of it more as a stylistic reality check.
Unfortunately, there doesn't seem to be a single, easy answer to this. The best course of action may simply be to learn and to use the agreed style, uppercase or lowercase, for where you work, or, if you're a student, for your school or college. Perhaps someday there will be a universal standard for this. But that page hasn't loaded yet.
Hey, Dave! I got my application in for that web developer job.
That's great, Cindy. So, how'd you resolve that whole uppercase, lowercase thing with internet and all that?
Easy. I just called it the interwebs instead.
You did what?
Just kidding. I read the job posting very carefully and made sure to capitalize the words the company capitalized.
And lowercase the words the company used lowercase for. Brilliant!
I thought so.
Well, good thinking like that deserves a reward. Let me buy you a cappuccino.
Wow, I really capitalized on that one.
This has been Grammar Grinner from Minnesota Public Radio. Source material for this episode comes from the AP Stylebook, the UPI Stylebook and Guide to News Writing, the BBC News Style Guide, from the online style guides for the New York Times, The Economist, and The Guardian, and from Wired.com. Thanks as always to the Grammatis Personae players, Corey Bussey and Julia Schrankler. Our producer is Brett Baldwin. Executive producer is John Pearson. I'm Luke Taylor. Thanks for listening. And if you'd like to discuss the uppercase, lowercase debate even further, share your thoughts on Facebook or at grammargrader.gather.com. Writers, computers,